Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Gertz.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Senior Samantha Collier. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's
awesome.
Been an interesting week. So, you... I'm as good as Samantha Hamden, so that would have been bad. So, you've gone to FCA a long time, haven't you?
I have. I've been here since I've been in preschool. So, I'm one of the lifers here.
Nehemiah Ward! Woo!
Yeah.
I am too, so. I know. I remember. Oh, is your... just real quick, is your phone on silent? Okay, cool. I'll just make it screen.
Yeah.
So, I have to... and... I, just from me knowing you a lot, I know that you really super like softball, and that's, like, the sport you play, that's what you're going to play in college,
mm-hmm.
It's, like, your thing. So, how long have you played softball?
I played softball, this will be my 10th season playing. I actually started when I was in third grade. We had a little rec league starting here at FCA, and
yes.
a bunch of my friends, we started playing softball together on a team. That's how it all got started and kind of fell in love with it. So third grade was when I started and loved it ever since.
Wow, that's a long time. And you also play, like, travel ball and all that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, including travel ball and school ball and everything. How much softball do you think you've played?
Well, in those 10 years, it has really been continuous. It's nonstop. So we play all throughout the summer, a summer mm-hmm. schedule, and then in the fall, we usually have a couple fall tournaments. I've even played when it's snowing outside. So that's great, like, experience.
Yeah.
And then over the winter, we play in indoor facilities. So that's interesting, too. And then, so it really doesn't stop, because then I have school ball in the spring, and then summer ball in
yeah.
the summer.
Yeah, that's a lot of softball.
Oh, it's a ton.
My gosh, are you, like, never stop? So for FCA's school ball, it's coming up. It's softball season, hence why we're talking about this. And so I have some questions I would like to ask you about softball.
All right.
Coming up. So first off, who's the coach for your softball team?
This year we have a new head coach, and
oh.
his name is Matt Farley. He used to coach at Madison Christian, so
mm-hmm.
this is the first year at FCA. The assistant coaches are the previous coach we had before, Sean Lent. He is the assistant coach this year, along with my father, Scott Collier. He's also assistant coaching.
Oh.
So we have about a 3-person staff, and they're great. I love the energy they bring to the team, their spiritual leadership to the team. It's really great.
That's pretty sweet. I didn't know your dad coached. Did he coach you when you were, like, little?
Yeah, he would always try to help out. He's always that kind of person. He's not, like, the kind of coach you're, like, dread having. I mean, I love
yeah.
having him as my coach. Sometimes it's hard to take instruction from your dad, but, I mean, I really respect him, and I love
yeah.
having him on the coaching staff, and all the girls love him.
He's not one of the, like, soccer dads that are like, okay, you gotta do this, and then he doesn't actually know what he's doing, and then you're like, Dad, stop. You're
no.
embarrassing. He's not, like, one of
no,
those.
No, he's pretty intelligent when it comes to sports, softball, life, so he's great having around. Yeah.
That's good. Did he play baseball when he was in school?
Actually, it's funny. That's the only sport he didn't play. So I'm like, how come your daughter was the one interested in the one sport you didn't play? But,
yeah.
I mean, he's fallen in love with it with me. I mean, I'll come home and he's watching softball on TV, and I'm like, Dad, you're obsessed just like me.
That's really funny. In preparing for the season, how did your last season go?
Last season, we were 10-9, so we had a winning record, so that was good. It was a growing season, definitely. We had some really great moments. Like last year, we beat Fisher Catholic for the first time, like in my high school career. We had some really, I don't know.
You might have already said this, but how did you initially get involved in wanting to play softball?
Well, I guess the initial interest came. I played T-ball when I was little, and I mean, you played with guys and girls, so it was kind of just like free-for-all, kind of everywhere,
yeah.
not super organized, but I always thought that was so cool that you could just smash a ball, and I don't know. And then when they got the opportunity to do it just for girls, just at school, it was so exciting. I was like, yeah, guys, all summer with my best friends. Awesome. Sounds great.
What does T-ball, like, run through? Did you ever do, like, Upward or any of those organizations, or did you just do, like, school ball?
I think it was through Bloom Carroll was I think that's where I played it through. So
that makes sense.
I remember playing there.
Because I played softball when I was a little, like, probably, like, 8 or 9. But I played it through an organization called Onward.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't, like, Upward.
I think I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, like, what it was for. I don't know what it, I just remember... So I was like, oh, I'm going to go play Upward. And my mom's like, incorrect. So
Onward.
Onward, actually. Oh, my gosh. And my dad, this was second grade. This is how I remember this. Because my dad still, I got a hat.
Yeah.
And it had a big, it was a red hat with a big O, a white O on it. Mm-hmm. And my dad still wears the hat to this day. He was like, it fits my head. It's a good hat. Why throw it away? Dad.
Cherishing memories.
Cherishing memories.
Even today.
the participation trophy I got. So going back to this season, how do you expect this season to go as in comparison to last season?
I think this year will be my best season throughout my entire high school career. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be the greatest. We have so much talent on our team right now. We have great leadership with all of our seniors. Mm-hmm. Even through the scrimmages we played last week and mm-hmm. our game last night, I've seen us hit the ball better than I saw all last year and any year previously. So I think we'll have a great offense this year. Lots of good bats, and I think we have a great pitching staff. We have 4 people who are able to pitch. We have Natasha Coleman, who's like our starting pitcher, and we have a bunch of people that can come in and if she's struggling or anything, mm-hmm. and everyone's really reliable, and everyone I love on our team is just willing to do whatever they need to do to get the job done. And I just think that's a great thing to have on a team, and I think that we have really great chemistry, and that this year we can go really far in the tournament if we keep our heads in it.
That's sweet.
I know. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about your incoming softball season.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hello, this is Eli Woltz here from Fairfield Christian Academy. This segment is called Interesting Trivia Factoids, and I will present you with 5 interesting trivia factoids today. Did you guys know, or ladies, owls are the only birds in the world that can see the color blue? Well, it's really unfortunate for those bluebirds. Okay, that's a pun there, ladies and gentlemen. More plant-eating dinosaurs have been found than meat-eating ones. Well, because the meaty dinosaurs, they know where to hide. Well, that was... Man, I'm just telling you, I'm a
funny guy.
A Rubik's Cube has 43 quintillion possible configurations. Good luck finding all those configurations. Take you a while. If SpongeBob Squidward appears in more episodes than anyone else besides SpongeBob, so Squidward appears more than the main character of the show. Well, that maybe he's the main character. Maybe it should be called Squidward Round Pants. Oh, wow, that's
the pun there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
Cows moo in more accents according to where they live, just like we do. Well, so I guess those British cows have a different accent than our southern cows, am I right? Great one. Okay. If 2 full moons occur in a month, the second full moon is called a blue moon. Those are pretty rare, ladies and gentlemen. I think those were 5, but you know, I'm gonna go against my my director, so I'm gonna read a 6th one. I'm being a rebel today. Google was originally called Backrub. it's a good thing you guys don't get your back or back scrubbed anymore. Oh yeah. I think that's all the time I have here today, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm probably gonna get fired after this. So, have a good one.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.